Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about technology resilience in healthcare and some of the threats that healthcare organizations are facing right now from a cybersecurity standpoint. Now, here at BrightPath, completely by accident, during our 11-year history, we've developed a pretty large concentration in the healthcare industry. We have clients that run the gamut from health insurance to healthcare technology to healthcare delivery. We've worked with nearly a dozen hospital and healthcare systems during our 11-year history as an enterprise. So we have a lot of experience in this space, and we've read a lot, we've seen a lot in the news lately about technology resilience and cybersecurity when it relates to healthcare. So let me set the groundwork for this, the background for this, and let me give you some recommendations in terms of resilience for healthcare. First, that there's a pretty serious escalation over the last couple of years with the threat landscape for healthcare, that cyber attacks for healthcare providers we have seen really reaching unprecedented levels over the last couple of years, with a significant increase in incidents leading to potential harm to patients and significant operational disruption to the technology systems that we use, EMRs and others. And of course, we had the massive disruption to Change Healthcare just this last year in 2024. And even beyond cyber threats, providers face challenges from technology failures, not just cyber attacks, but the failures of technologies, and natural disasters like we saw with the issues this year with being able to produce IV bags and certain fluids as a result of the hurricanes in North Carolina. And this really underscores the need for more comprehensive resilience strategies for healthcare systems. So we also see this combined with an underinvestment in cybersecurity and infrastructure in a lot of healthcare. Despite these growing threats, a lot of healthcare organizations allocate only a small fraction of their IT budget to cybersecurity, and that leaves our systems vulnerable from a cyber standpoint. And there's a lot of outdated infrastructure, in my opinion, and a lack of maintenance that really exacerbates the risk of system failure and data breaches here. And then the third challenge, I think, is more of an operational challenge that revolves around operations and contingency planning. And that is that healthcare providers often lack strong contingency plans that help maintain critical functions during disruption. And that leads to delays in care and increased patient risk and the complexity of healthcare organizations. And the fact that they're getting more complex makes rapid scaling of this kind of specialized staff during an outage really challenging in order to do that. I also think from our experience that the extremely detailed structure of how a lot of organizations in the Joint Commission requirements for healthcare delivery approach continuity of operations and healthcare emergency management planning is really behind the times and makes it difficult to move forward in a nimble way to conduct system-wide emergency management and business continuity planning, or crisis management and business continuity planning, if you want to think of it in that way. And these all present challenges when we start to think about how quickly these issues of potential disruptions and the escalating threat landscape and underinvestment in this space create this kind of gap that we see with technology resilience. So what do we do about this? What are our strategic recommendations? Well, the first is to really adopt a risk-based approach to resilience. We believe in conducting thorough assessments, a risk assessment, to understand, to identify, and prioritize the areas in the organization where we need to invest in better resilience in the technology landscape, and to really evaluate our programs for business continuity and crisis management or emergency management, to really make sure that we're focused in the right areas, and then to implement the right mitigation strategies and the right programmatic strategies to address those risks, both the technology risk and the programmatic risk, to make sure that we're prepared for the future disruptions and we have the right investments and allocation of resources. The second is that we need to make sure we're integrating our approaches for business continuity and IT disaster recovery in at least a unified governing manner. We need to develop cohesive plans that align the business continuity efforts with IT disaster recovery strategies so that we have seamless coordination during an incident between the two capabilities. And over this, we should have a robust system capability, enterprise capability for crisis management or emergency management. And then we should regularly exercise or test and update those plans to reflect evolving threats and organizational changes. The third is that we need to invest in and enhance our crisis management capabilities. We should have a dedicated crisis management function and team that is trained to respond effectively when disruptions occur, and that includes cybersecurity and technology-related incidents. And then we should conduct exercises, tabletop exercises, and eventually simulations for various disruption scenarios, helping to improve response times and decision-making. And finally, we need to invest in employee training and awareness. That includes the exercises that I just mentioned, but we need to have good training, comprehensive training, that educates staff on cybersecurity and resilience best practices and their roles during a disruption. And we need to foster a culture of vigilance and accountability to minimize human error and insider threats. Now, we think by addressing these critical issues, healthcare organizations can strengthen their technology resilience and their overall resilience, ensuring continuity of care for their patients and safeguarding their well-being in the face of growing threats. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.